Beyond the Dark on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, with Beyond the Dark, I can honestly say that I have never, ever, ever discussed crop circles. And we have a lady now who actually is a researcher in this. We're going to speak now to Carol Cochran. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Pete.
Thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome.
Now,
glad to be here.
I've got to ask what your theory is on this, because it really is quite fascinating.
Well, the theory is that my hypothesis, let me just say, my research is based on a communication aspect of the crop circle phenomenon. And my hypothesis was that there is a genuine communication from a non-terrestrial source encoded in crop circle place names. And I set about to either prove or disprove that hypothesis around about 1993. So far, I haven't been able to disprove it. And let me say, I haven't been able to prove it either. So it's an ongoing research project. But it's fascinating, it's compelling. So compelling that I have to keep working at it. And I have actually discovered what are called the Sirius letters. And the Sirius letters claim to be a series of interstellar communications that have been encoded within the place names. And they are an integral part of the phenomenon itself. And I believe they're as fundamentally important as the patterns themselves, because they supply us with actual words, which is a missing link in our understanding of one of the greatest mysteries of our time.
Now, why did you get involved with this?
Well, I was brought up in a sort of like Scottish Celtic sort of semi sort of psychic family. You know, we always had an idea that there was something more than we could see. You know, that we could see, understand, and feel. And when I saw, in 1990, I saw the first crop circle that I saw, which was a big one in Alton Barnes. It was a huge double pictogram, and it intrigued me. But I was busy, I was working, I didn't have much time. A couple of years later, I opened up a magazine, I think it was called Kindred Spirit, and there was a whole centre page layout of crop circles. And I suddenly realized that using a little system that I had been using for some years, which is similar to anagramming, but it's more so than that. It's much, much more. It's like a super anagram, where you transpose the letters of a name, a place, a phrase, whatever, and you can discover that there is a hidden message in these things. And I used it for personal growth for many years, for myself and for other people. I looked at this picture this day of a crop circle and a place name, and suddenly the letters of the name sort of jumbled out and, you know, jumbled up in my head, and I suddenly realized that there was a message, a little message encoded in there. So I thought, what I saw was, we twirl the wheat. And it intrigued me, and I thought, well, that's really interesting. Let me take a look. So basically, you write down the place name. You kind of deconstruct it from its original, and then you reconstruct a message. You basically, that's the analytical side of it. And then there's a metaphysical side of it, where then you tap in psychically to any hidden message that may be contained in there. And I started to discover that there was a whole series, a whole range of messages. For instance, all the different places where crop circles were happening. Little messages from places like Avebury Henge, Wiltshire, which is, I think your listeners would probably be aware that Wiltshire, Hampshire, down that sort of neck of the woods is essentially what's become, you know, the hub of crop circle country, really. We tend to have the majority of crop circles in that area year on year. So places like Avebury Henge, Barbary Castle, Stanton St Bernard, Stonehenge, Eastfield, all sorts of different places are producing little messages. And out of Avebury Henge, just for instance, we have see the signs in the wheat, we twirl the wheat. From Barbary Castle, we have watch all these sights, we twirl the wheat, we are the real artists. From Stanton St Bernard, we have we sent the letters, which I want to share some of them with you today. Learn who we are Syrian. So this intrigued me immensely. I mean, I came to it sort of semi-skeptical, but prepared to take a look and see. And over the years, Peter, I have discovered a vast range. I mean, an enormous series of these messages pouring out of the majority of crop circle site place names. It's quite peculiar, but it is something quite intriguing and quite new to us, although it is actually an ancient universal code that has been channeled through to us recently.
Carol, why, or not why, what do you say to people that say, but they're simply man-made?
Well, as I say, there is no evidence. That is what I say. There is no actual evidence. The people who claim, the people who actually, land artists, I don't call them hoaxes, but it's a cruel word, but land artists, claim to make circles. But they have been asked and asked and asked so many times, and they absolutely refuse to give us any evidence. Now, I would say that sort of adds up to, you know, an indictment that if they're not prepared to share their work with genuine researchers who are seriously and genuinely looking for an answer to this, then they're just pulling everybody's chains. And until such times as they're prepared to cross the Rubicon and meet us in the middle somewhere and share with us, you know, some evidence of the work that they do, then I cannot, in all honesty, accept that, you know, that their claims are true. I do accept that there are probably some circles, but I wouldn't like to say the majority or the minority. All I know is that from the work that I do, we do have, it's been proven that we do have a genuine phenomenon. The work that I do and various other researchers do, we are dealing with a very genuine phenomenon. And the messages that I have discovered through my work, I believe are, as I said, a fundamentally important aspect of this phenomenon.
I'm talking to Carol Cochran, and the book is The Sirius Letters. Carol, in an ideal world, if what is the exciting thing that you would like to find? What would be the ultimate for you? Are the messages going to other planets or what?
The messages, basically, the messages that I'm discovering, I wouldn't say they're going to other planets. I'd say they're coming from a non-terrestrial source. Now, this non-terrestrial source that is communicating through this method that I use claims to be from the star system Sirius, which is, in actual fact, one of our near neighbours, being less than 10 light years away. I mean, this is a challenging, it's a challenging system to get your head around. I absolutely admit that, but it's intriguing. The messages are consistent. I can't say how accurate every single word is, but the messages over the last 18 years that I've been working with them are consistent. They are ongoing, and they're coming from out there to us via the crop circle phenomenon. Now, the crop circle phenomenon, I believe, it's multi-layered. It's multi-purpose. It brings in, there are energies that are associated with these patterns on the ground that are travelling out through what we call Earth ley lines. There's a grid of lines, of non-visible lines that travel all around the planet. They have been mapped and shown to be there. And energy does travel through these lines. And apparently some researchers are saying that a lot of energy is coming in through these circles and travelling out to help rebalance the unbalanced energies of the planet that we live in at the moment. Apart from that, there is another aspect to it, which is the communicative aspect. And if you're asking me what I would like to find, is I would like to find the actual answer to what is going on. I believe in myself that there is a non-terrestrial element to this. But we're actually now starting to dive into a deeply mystical pond, you know, when we get into the channelings, which is basically all we've got. That's the only method that we have to, to tap into any message that an extraterrestrial or a hyperdimensional being may be sending to us.
You see, what bothers me, Carol, is there's so many easier ways of communicating than crop circles.
Well, yes. Now, let me say, there are an awful lot of people who are directly channeling, you know, like trance channeling, so that they will sit and they will tap into a particular stream of consciousness where an entity or a being would give them messages. Now, we've been getting thousands and thousands of those over the years, and I am not the first person, or I don't expect to be the last, who claims to be a Syrian contactee or communicant. If you look on the web, there are hundreds of them, and more are being contacted all the time. We wonder why. What I say the key difference with this work is the manner of contact. Where we're dealing with a non-terrestrial source, an entity who we believe that the governments, I will just put this quite plainly, we believe that governments all around the world, many governments all around the world, already know all of this, and they're keeping it from us. And I would say, in a very simplistic way to put it, is that crop circles are a way for non-terrestrial beings to show us that they are there, you know, to show their existence. By the back door. If a government won't tell us directly,
but why would the government keep it from us, Carol? In your opinion?
Well, there's an awful lot of reasons. You know, there are an awful lot of reasons, and I would probably refer a lot of your listeners to to some of the more conspiratorial material that's out there to sort of dive into that. I would just say that they clearly have reasons why. Maybe they feel that they're protecting us, and maybe they have things they want to protect themselves. There's been a lot of disinformation over the years, you know, to try to throw us off the scent. In the crop circle world, we've had people come in from, let me say, organizations from other countries, maybe the CIA or whatever, to try to throw us off the track. We've had a lot of people, you know, said about setting up, a hoax scenario and throwing a lot of people's interest, you know, into sort of like a murky mire, you know, where they start to think, oh, I don't know about all of this. I think someone's pulling our chain. The fact is, and I will say it is a fact, there is enough evidence to show that it is a very genuine communication, a very genuine phenomenon. Why the government want to keep it from us is, you know, as I said, anybody's guess at this stage. But there are people out there with very strong views about why they want to keep it from us. A lot of people are speaking out on the UFO front at the moment, very brave researchers and just very brave people, you know, who've had experiences of things, military people included, up to and including astronauts. You know, and everybody's claims are being dismissed out of hand, and we're being made to feel and sound like, you know, we are, to put it really bluntly, that we're all a bunch of Looney Tunes, really, and we're not. We're very seriously trying to find an answer to what is going on, because clearly something of a major, you know, major intensity is actually happening. These messages that I have are intriguing in as much as I am a channeler, I am a medium, and if I channel by trance, I can only say to you, this is the message that I got through. It speaks to you or it doesn't. This method, where you can see it from an analytical point of view, how you can actually break it down, deconstruct it, people can actually then scrutinize it for themselves. We get to that stage, then the message flows through me as a channel. It connects with me, and every word in the message is actually contained within the place name or whatever other original phrase or whatever it is that I might use, because it has major applications quite apart from crop circles. It's a system that's been given to us to help us unlock some of the great mysteries, ancient and modern mysteries of our time. And it is proving to do that. I mean, what I'm doing with it here is a small part of what I actually do. I would like to just say to you that, in actual fact, the simplest way to describe the system that I use is it's a very powerful oracle, and it's a conduit for communication. It's operated through activation of the third eye, to be your pineal gland, where intuition is heightened, and that leads to insight and revelation.
Carol, what made you write the book?
I decided that it was important. Let me say, if my work does have a place in the rationale of the phenomenon, then it needs to be released into the public domain. then people can decide if they want to, if it speak to them, or if they can hear it or read it or whatever. Then people can decide if it resonates with them or not. Because really, none of us really know the full extent of the reality of the phenomenon. We can only bring our findings to the table for scrutiny and hope that it helps our understanding on what is going on. So that is why I've released the book. I haven't released it in print, Pete. It's on the website, on my website, which is theseriousletters.com, as a free download. This is not material that I feel needs to be sold in any way. It's not for me to make money out of. It's information that's come through me through a particular method that I use, which is very insightful, and I just want to share it. And the message basically states, share it with all who will listen. And that is all I want to do. I'm not browbeating anyone to say, you know, we have a genuine alien communication that has come through the side door of the crop circle phenomenon. But in actual fact, that is what I'm presenting. But for people to look at, absorb, and decide for themselves. Now, we're dealing with a limited alphabet. You know, this is not, it's like an anagram, but it's a different kind of system. And if you go to my website, all the information about how to use the system, and how I got into it, how I find it, how I use it, is all there. It's too much to go into now, but it's all there. But it's basically a little limited alphabet that you will use. There is a rule that allows you to use X amount of letters. Otherwise, you would be able to create anything if you use the whole alphabet. So it is limited from a cosmic or universal wisdom point of view. I'm told this is how it works. I can't question it. I just use it, and I am finding that it is quite phenomenal. So that's why I do it, Pete. And then, you know, I feel very much that we as researchers have a responsibility to stand up and be counted and bring our work to the table, even if it means we will be shot down in flames for it, which I hope I won't be. But, you know, it's a very intriguing and strange world we live in. There are so many unusual things happening, and our higher minds, let's say, are being stimulated and activated to try to expand our thinking to incorporate the wider reality, the wider universal reality, which does include many, many species of other beings.
Carol, I've got to ask you, do you see an end to your research before you pass away, or do you think you will die not knowing the answer?
Well, that's a very good question, Pete. It all depends when I die. If I go out and get knocked down by a bus tomorrow, then absolutely, it won't have ended before I do. But I say that it will probably, I think it's ongoing, and it will continue to be ongoing as long as we are having, as long as the phenomena is ongoing, as long as the circles are still appearing. And that, nobody can say how long that will go on. I have a very, very strong feeling that there's a big link to 2012 here. I really do. I've been working on new material. The material that I put up on the website is early work, but that doesn't negate its significance by any means, or its implications for humanity if it's genuine. But I've been working constantly on new material, which would be like Volume 2, which I will put up in due course, which is leading us towards a period of a time of evolution, and some people use the word ascension. And we banter about with that, where we don't really know exactly what it means. We can't pin it down. We can't get consensus on just about anything at the minute. So that makes me feel that anything, any message and any development of evolutionary level has to come from within ourselves, a very deep level. And the subtle, it's subtle and obvious at the same time, the shift in our minds, where we're opening up and we're prepared to at least explore potentials. And I think if we can get to that stage before we get to 2012, I think an awful lot of us will be realizing that, you know, a lot of what we've been preparing for is now becoming actual.
Carol, what's the name of the book?
It's called The Serious Letters.
And how can they find you?
They can go to my website, which is www.theseriousletters.com, or they can tap my name in, Carol Cochran, into Google, and it will come up. And go to the site. The site is a little site. The only thing that's on there is the book itself, which is free for download, is a PSD version for download, and an online version which is laid out. And it's full of pictures and commentaries and interesting other stuff as well. And also, people can contact me through that as well if they wish.
Carol Cochran, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Pete. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Liverpool's biggest after-hours talk show, Late Night City, with Pete Price on Radio City 96.7 and City Talk 105.9.